Hi, this is Hugh Massey, the President and Founder of Financial DNA Resources. Today I'd like to welcome you to the next topic in our Wealth Mentoring series. The topic is Behavioural Profiles Leverage Your Intuition. In the financial services industry, there are a lot of supporters for the use of behavioural profiles as part of the client discovery process. And there are also some detractors from using them. Like in any situation where there are detractors, most have not yet had a positive experience or seen the full benefits, or simply have been listening to the wrong information. This is human nature. Overall, I do believe that you can never have enough information about yourself, your clients, and also your team. As Benjamin Disraeli said, the most successful people are those who have the most information. Of course, you also need to have the best and most accurate information. In my past few blogs, I've made a very strong case for how by discovering the behaviour of your clients, you can help them achieve better investment returns and overall make better decisions. So accepting there are very strong benefits for discovering the behaviour of your clients, the question becomes, how do you do it? This is where there is a great divide. Although in my view, an unnecessary division of thought and approach. At the centre of great client discovery is asking the right questions, or what I call powerful questions. I believe this is more effectively done when you use behavioural profiles and your intuition, not one or the other. For some, client discovery is only done by asking questions and gauging the reaction of the client to the questions in terms of how they respond. To a large degree in this situation, the advisor is relying on their intuition to firstly ask the right questions and then secondly to assess the response. There is no doubt a person's good intuition can be very strong, particularly with a lot of experience and high degrees of self-understanding and are overall good people skills, or what we call emotional intelligence. However, no human being can be perfect, and we all have blind spots or things we do not see. A person's blind spots will also be carried across into how they see others. Your ability to understand another person can be significantly impacted by how you are on that day, let alone how the client is on that day. So no matter how good your intuition normally is, it is not always going to be enough or accurate. Nevertheless, do not discard your intuition. That gut feeling or pulse of energy can be telling you a lot, even if you have not yet analysed all of what it means. A behavioural profile will help you with that analysis. I know that I am a highly intuitive person and naturally learn a lot about people from conversations and asking them questions. This is particularly now that I've learned to get out of my own way, and also because of much better listening and empathy skills have been learned in the past few years. Even then, I still do not see everything. I'm able to go much further and make the person I am mentoring or conversing with feel far more understood when I use profiles. The point is that the human element is variable, and we cannot by ourselves see everything at all times. So what we can do to make our intuitive radar stronger. This is where well-constructed and highly validated behavioural profiling systems that objectively measure human behaviour can be used to leverage your intuition. As is illustrated by the iceberg that I often use in presentations, there's a lot underneath the surface, but we only see what is above the surface. Very often in being with a person for an hour, you only see 10% of who they are. But it's all of what is below the surface that is actually key and what you need to find out. If you don't find out what's below the surface, then it'll be a little bit like the Titanic going into an iceberg. So what we're really getting at in the end is to gain clarity, we really need to have personal clarity of ourselves and also of others and being able to see below the surface. The specific benefits of using behavioural profiles in the discovery process to build a financial life plan include 1. Enhanced objectivity, consistency and measurement. 2. No assumptions are made about the client. 3. The provision of a natural starting point for safe discussions with clients on their unique terms. 4. Separation of your and the client's emotions. This means you've got to avoid the advisor bias. The profiles help do that. 5. Acceleration of trust, because the same discovery questions are asked of each person within a couple, family and team. 6, clients are better equipped to better articulate their thoughts when emotional. 7, the ability to more quickly gain greater clarity of issues which you intuitively identify. 8, specific identification of strengths, struggles, aptitudes, which provides a human capital development framework for wealth mentoring and coaching. 9, the ability to better manage client expectations based on greater clarity of needs and goals. 10, serving the clients on their unique terms, what we call the one client, one plan framework. 11, meet the know your client rules, because through better documentation and discussion of client behavior, which comes from the profiles, you are able to put down clearly who the client is. 12, the profiles increase the transferability of the client relationship, because the client behavior is now data-based. So, in using a behavioral profile, the key is to firstly understand the purpose of the instrument and what it was designed to uncover. Then secondly, how to properly use it in client facilitation to get the maximum benefit for you and the client. The great users of a behavioral profile understand it's a tool which gets below the surface, but is not a substitute for discussions. Further, one has to be realistic that even the most reliable and accurate profile will not tell you 100% of who a person is. However, they can tell you a lot. As already said, the profile is supposed to leverage your insights and ultimately improve the client experience. The key is your bedside manner in using the profile.